Chet and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chet and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. Yeah, the boss told me to say that.
I suppose it's been a while since I checked in podcast form, so here we are. Ballsy will be back in tomorrow, so hopefully a full-length podcast coming at you then. Just a few short things we hit on today. This flower in Vancouver, it's called the corpse flower, and it only blooms every 10 years, and it is in bloom right now, and it smells of rotting flesh and used diapers. That's what they say. Oh, just a beautiful flower. Something to send to your ex, really. And it smells like that to attract all the flies and stuff that come with it. And, you know, that's what it lives off of. So from there, today we talked about the worst things you've ever smelled. And I'll never forget the haunting smell. One of my buddies had a deep freeze in his basement, and he left on holidays, and it shut down on him, and he was gone for quite a while. And it was full of meat, and everything went bad. And the whole house just reeked. It was... like, I almost feel like dry heaving thinking about it right now. So we went through some of the worst things you guys have ever smelled.
Hey, Chad. Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I'm just calling in. You were talking about stenches that are just rotten.
Yeah, what are the worst things you've ever smelled? What is it?
Actually, a legitimate rotting corpse.
Oh, like a person?
Yeah, no, I work for a restoration company, and we do traumas.
Oh, no.
So legitimately, rotting corpse.
No, I don't think I want to hear anymore. but go on.
Yeah, worst one we've had, 18 months.
No, I don't want to hear anymore. We're done here. Oh, my God. So why do you have this job? Do you enjoy it?
Well, we only do those whenever they come in, very rarely.
Right.
Otherwise, it's other stuff. Floods, sewage.
Okay. Well, even sewage, man.
Yeah, sewage could be pretty rotten, too.
Yeah, dude. Totally. So, okay. You get paid well?
Yeah, we get paid fairly well.
I would hope. Jesus. Ugh. Anyway, for all the punishment you go through, I'm going to send you off to Letterkenny Live, the Encore, Tuesday, December 11th, okay?
Sweet.
Because by God, you deserve something for that.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I need glasses. For most people, they're saying, oh, big deal. Well, I've always thought I had perfect vision. In fact, it's never been a problem, so I've never seen a reason to go to the optometrist until my wife said, you know, maybe you should go get your eyes checked. How many years has it been? Oh, well, over 2 decades. Yeah, for sure you should go. So I did yesterday, and sure enough, I have astigmatism. So I'm going to be wearing glasses when I drive and when I work, just because of, looking at the computers and things like that. So hopefully it helps out. But it was kind of a shock to me.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
My vision is perfect. Bang on the spot. Or at least I thought until I met with the doc. Yesterday he used charts. He used drops. I struggled and strained with his visual props. Ends up, my sight isn't too hot. I need freaking glasses, like it or not. I've always loved the freedom, life without specs, carrying them around until they eventually wreck because I sit on them or just leave them in an Uber, and now with an infant, ugh, they'll be covered in boogers. Plus, I've called Ballsy Four Eyes on the show. Now I'll need to eat a big old serving of crow. Now, I don't look like Clark Kent with them on. I look like Drew Carey after Jenny Craig is long gone. So now, I go on with mild astigmatism, like some sort of fat Buddy Holly anachronism. That's right, I own a thesaurus.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It is World Emoji Day. I know, who cares, right? But you can tell a lot about a person by looking at their emojis, their recently used emojis. And Tabitha Whitebear, I called her up today to try and read hers. She sent me a screen cap of her recently used emojis via the text line at 306-371-1049. And I think I've got her pegged.
Hello.
Tabitha.
Yes.
It's Chad calling from The Wolf.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to make it very clear that you and I do not know each other, do we?
No, we don't.
Have we ever met?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Tabitha, are you busy right now? Do you have 2 minutes?
I do.
I will make it worth your while. Tabitha, I have your recently used emojis here. You've sent them in to me.
Yes.
So I'm going to try and read you by looking at them. Okay?
Sure.
So you need to tell me how close I am to your personality. Are you single?
I am, yes.
You're single. Okay, I got that vibe from your emojis. I didn't see any kissy faces. However, I did see a heart, which can be used, to send to friends or perhaps children. Tabitha, do you have any children?
Yes, I do.
Okay, a child that would be old enough to text with.
That's correct.
Ah! I am so good at this. Tabitha, lots of smiley faces. I see you're a fairly positive person, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Yeah, you like to keep an upbeat vibe throughout your day.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Tabitha, I also see a halo and prayer hands. I don't think you're religious, but I think you are a spiritual person. Am I right?
I am, yes.
Yeah, but you're not religious.
I'm spiritual, and I believe in God, yes.
You believe in a God, but you don't believe in, like, a specific religion.
No.
Tabitha, I can tell so much about you by your emojis. It's like we've known each other for years. Do you get that connection?
I do.
All right, good. I like to send my friends off to shows. So, Tabitha Whitebear, I'm going to send you off to 3 Days Grace, Wednesday, December 5th at Kinexus Arts Center.
Awesome.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.